Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. Well, it's a Leicester City Fan Show with a difference tonight. No games for us to pore over, no games to preview, but we still continue and we can only be joined by one man who still hasn't decided to distance himself from me just yet. It is the brilliant Lee Chappie. Lee, a very strange, unique week, not just for sports, but obviously the world with the coronavirus, COVID-19. And it was only last week we spoke, Lee, looking to those games. How much can change in a week? Firstly, Lee, how are you?
I might as well tell you, I'm isolated for 2 weeks as well, mate. So
no, you're not.
Yeah, I am, I swear. Today, missus ain't been well, blah, 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 blah. I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine, but no. We've had NHS 111 and all sorts, and we're isolated for 2 weeks in my house. So, woohoo! Fun.
Lee, this is serious. The whole family then are isolating for 14 days now.
Mate.
What are you going to do? When did the symptoms first come? This is almost breaking into us on air as well.
It is. To be fair, I don't mind sharing, mate. It's fine. Everyone else is going through the same sort of things, aren't they? Like I say, I'm fine. But at the end of the day, I'm a postman during the day, and I don't want to be spreading it about and stuff. So my partner's not well. I don't know if she's got it or not. But no one can be tested. That's the thing. You can't really be tested for it. It's just the protocol is to stay at home for 2 weeks. So what do you do?
And what if you start showing symptoms at the end of that 14 days because you're saying you currently feel well?
I'll have to ring them again. And I don't know. I've no idea.
This is it. No one really has an idea. No one is an expert. We're kind of learning as we go, and no one really shows symptoms. Well, I was going to say it's an unusual and unprecedented time for everyone. You know, many different opinions, not just in sport, but obviously in the world, and especially in Europe at the minute, and Italy, the epicentre of the virus. But for you, Lee, you know, it's all going on in your home life, and it's put
mad,
a complete
mate.
Stop to things.
It really has. I mean, I went to work yesterday, and... You know, my missus has been bad for over a week, and we just thought, it's just a cough, come on. You know what I mean? But because of the situation we're all in, you got to treat it like how the government wants you to treat it, I suppose. So, here we are.
Yeah, health and...
Going on to the football, mate. Oh, just the weekends are a bit...
Yeah.
A bit dull, aren't they?
They are, mate. What did you make of the game on the weekend?
Wait. CBFC, Coventry FC. Coventry? Did I say Coventry? We're still obsessed with Coventry, aren't we?
Still obsessed.
I meant Coronavirus FC, sorry.
That's the new fan show starting on Love Sport at the end of the week. You are listening to the Coronavirus Fan Show. There's no fans of that.
Gosh.
Lee, we have to talk, obviously, then. Let's talk a little bit about Leicester, then. Obviously, terrible about your news at the minute. Feels silly to talk football and sport, but, you know, crazy what is going on. It's an unprecedented time for everyone. The Premier League has been suspended until April the 3rd at the earliest, but the decision has already led to questions concerning whether the season should be scrapped or extended into the summer. What are your thoughts on it all, Lee?
Yeah, we did the fan show on Monday night, last night, with the boys live on Facebook, YouTube. There's a couple of us talking about what we think would be best for our club. Because at the end of the day, it's the Leicester fan show, so we'll just talk about Leicester. 2017, when we were in the Champions League, at the end of that profit year, we turned over £93 million profit from the Champions League alone, which means that's important. The Champions League is important. And if the league this season's made void and we don't get that, that's a lot of money to lose out as a club.
Yeah, it's a tremendous amount of money to lose out on a club. And it's interesting from what I've heard over the past few days and a wide-ranging difference of opinions and a lot of sometimes people mentioning money when decisions like this come into play, you know, they have to be considered. Are we sort of saying that money, as always, you know, is at the brunt of these decisions and it's money that rules
it? I think so. Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, we're the only country really that's still not closed down its doors yet. Is that all to do with money as well? Yes, of course it is. Money seems to revolve around the sport and the country as well. So money talks, doesn't it? Yeah. And I don't know, lads, it's a weird one because the Euros is now moved for a year, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's been postponed. That was earlier today, postponed to 2021. And decisions coming through now. There is a massive Premier League meeting on Thursday when we should know more whether the season will be concluded, null and void. I want to get your opinions on that, Lee. But obviously, do you think the Premier League acted maybe a little bit slower than their counterparts? La Liga, Bundesliga, Serie A were all quicker than us to act on this.
Very slow to act on this, but they've been slow to act on many things, including the line goal technology, you know, goal line technology and the VAR stuff and winter breaks and whatever else. It always seems to be behind the Premier League. Always seems to be behind English football in general. The SA just always seems to be one step behind. But just talking about the Euros, is that going to cost a lot of money? Because if that's the case, is that going to cost a lot of? Are they going to put the finances to maybe the clubs paying?
Well, that's what
in terms of the because that's what I can see happening.
Well, many media rumours are circulating at the minute, obviously, could be costing up to $250 million,
wow.
A quarter of a billion. No one really knows what goes into these costs, but a lot will have to change. Teams already qualified. How will they finish the Champions League and Europa League?
Yeah.
Lee, there is a big question at stake. If that season is concluded null and void, yes, everyone's looking towards Liverpool, maybe losing out on their title. Will they be declared in champions? But other teams could be really affected here, such as Leicester, who are looking like they will qualify for the Champions League. What will this mean for them?
It's a massive achievement if we do get given the Champions League nod. Like I said, from many shows now on here, the ultimate goal was to break into the top six and to be given the top four nod. I think is a well done lads, great season. Well, you know what was played of it. On the other side of it, though, I think if Liverpool are given the trophy at the top, but the teams aren't relegated at the bottom, isn't that kind of flip-flopping by the Premier League? Because you can't have one rules for the top and another rule for the bottom. Surely it's got to be fair to the board all the way through the table, right?
Exactly. We're hearing no relegation. Liverpool declared champions.
That's
and maybe
wrong.
Even, yeah, exactly. Even the introduction of Leeds and West Brom in a 22 Premier League team season next year. What are your thoughts on that one, Lee?
It's going to be a long season.
it certainly is. Four more games, especially if Leicester are in Europe. This kind of broke, Lee, last week. You know, Mikel Arteta, the Arsenal head coach, testing positive. Callum Hudson-Odoi, the first player. But there were rumours of a couple of Leicester players in isolation.
Right.
And that was also sort of leading to this decision as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was through Instagram. There was a couple of Leicester players at a festival, I believe, at the weekend, because we didn't play until the Monday night, right? So, I won't say who they are, because in case it's, I don't know if it's private or not, I don't know. But, it's kind of weird that, even that, you know, because it was Leicester, didn't seem to be affecting the league. And they're awesome because it's Arsenal, bang, the league's got a shot. It's just a bit like, I can't remember who said it. Was it Michael Owen who said that, or Alan Shearer or someone? We're saying the same thing.
Well, do you think there's a bigger club bias then when certain things
Wayne
like
Rooney.
This?
It was Wayne Rooney. It was Wayne Rooney that said that.
Well, it's Leicester against Wayne Rooney again. This time, not Colleen, it's Wayne. But do you believe there is a little bit of a bigger club bias? We've seen it from other teams, and then it's when it's Arsenal or someone of that stature, you know, that they
talks.
Act quicker.
Money talks. Yeah, money talks. We've said this time and time again, money talks.
Lee, I did want to ask you because, you know, you're always one who is so connected with the fans and, you know, you're down with the kids, shall I say. There's a bit of a little social media storm brewing at the minute because players like Declan Rice, Mason Mount, they could be in trouble with their clubs for playing five-a-side games when they should be self-isolating, also risking injury. But players like this, you know, we spoke about stuff like this when it was Maddison going to clubs or casinos on his break, having a drink. Do you think that they were doing anything wrong there? I know it's not Leicester, but players are out enjoying themselves.
Yeah, I think it's down to probably the terms, conditions and their contracts. Have you ever seen some of these contracts that get leaked? Mm. There's so much like you can't do, for instance, in like changing rooms it's just daft. There's terms and conditions in these contracts that stop you from doing certain things. And I suppose some of these big Premier League named players have got terms and conditions that stop them from being able to do five-a-side football on the day off, so to speak. Maybe they shouldn't be doing it, but
how would you feel if it was young Harvey Barnes or obviously Maddison?
It's tough because no one's playing football right now. So how does it affect anyone?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't affect anything, does it?
Yeah. And on Harvey Barnes, how good can he be? Because I feel like maybe this is the break that actually has come at the wrong time for him. We're talking about the only under-23 player to have 6-plus goals and assists.
Yeah.
And he was really coming to the fore of late, wasn't he?
Yeah. I remember his goal against Sheffield United near to the start of the season. Wow. What a whack that was. He's young, hungry, like the rest of the team, to be honest. I was a bit worried at first when he got brought back from loan, because he was on loan and Claude Puel brought him back in. I thought maybe a little bit too early, but he has had a few shaky end of his product's not great. I still don't think it's the greatest, but he's young and better coaching will help that. He's what a player though he is. He's turned into a phenomenal young lad.
Yeah, and maybe that Euros being 2021 rather than Euro 2020 enhances his chances. He could be in it next year. Another season of first team games. Lee, last question for you. Should the season be deemed null and void, or should it be concluded, even if that means games behind closed doors?
No, I don't want games behind closed doors. So if you're patient on that, then no, let's just void it. But if we can just carry on once this is all blown over, and, you know, we've all gone down to the Winchester to have a pub while this is all blown over, and the games can carry on as normal. You can tell I'm on lockdown already, watching Shaun of the Dead already on my first day.
Classic film.
It is. I don't want it carrying on if it's behind closed doors. But if we've got fans in games and it's back to normal and we can just carry on into the next season as soon as this one's done, I'm all for it.
Lee, well, it's always good to chat. Genuinely, we wish you better at Love Sport Radio. You know, we're glad you've not got the symptoms, but we hope the self-isolation goes okay. Just goes to show you, Lee Chappie there from Leicester Fan TV, who comes on every week. It doesn't matter how old or young, you need to take care of yourself. Health and safety here. But still, regardless, Love Sport giving you a voice to have your say, and there is still time on the Leicester City Fan Show to do so. So tweet us tonight at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 555. We're giving you a voice.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. What a show we are having so far. Just hearing from Lee Chappie there from Leicester Fan TV. And big news tonight, we are thinking of Lee because he is self-isolating for 14 days, symptoms in his household, on lockdown for the next 2 weeks. And that's the whole really aim of these fan shows right here on Love Sport Radio, because we're battling through. We're going from strength to strength, and you can have your say tonight. What kind of situation are you in at home, and what are you doing with your time, not just about the football landscape at the minute? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. Well, I'm delighted to say joining us once again on the show, it's been a few weeks since we spoke to him last, is Jordan Blackwell, reporter for Leicester Mercury. Jordan, really good to get you on and get your say. Someone who obviously is close to the team, knows what's happening. Really big news at the minute, COVID-19, the coronavirus. Jordan, from you and your end, what have you made of it so far? Because the sporting landscape has completely changed.
Yes, it has. And I think rightfully so, to be honest. I think it's clear that it's, you know, it's a huge public health, crisis. And I think sporting events are, as much as they are important to lots of people, in the grand scheme of things, they are unimportant. So I think it's the right thing to do, not only to protect players, but to protect fans. I think, you know, postponing games, postponing the leagues around the country and around Europe is the right thing to do, really.
Yeah, and they've obviously moved to suspend the Premier League till the 3rd of April, but there is a meeting on Thursday that could change. And to be honest, Jordan, it's not only changing by the week, by the day, but by the hour. Constant news, even today's news, that the Euros has been postponed to 2021. Maybe, seemingly, the Premier League can now play the remainder of the games in the summer. And there are lots of menus on the... there are lots of options on the menu, excuse me, Jordan, here. You know, some saying, null and void the season. Some play on behind closed doors, wait it out till the summer, start the next season a little bit later. What do you make on all of the scenarios being played out here?
I think there's a few of them wouldn't be possible because I think there would be too many legal challenges. Certainly calling the season null and void, you know, if you were to do that, not only are you denying Liverpool the title, you're denying the Championship teams promotion, you're denying teams like Leicester a place in the Champions League, because if you're calling the season null and void, I suppose you have to kind of revert back to the teams that finished in the Champions League last season. So that's a can of worms. I think the calling the table as it is now is a problem as well. I don't think you can send the three teams that are currently in the bottom three down with nine games to go. Certainly, I think Leicester proved a few seasons ago with their great escape when they were 7 points from safety with nine games to go, and they ended up finishing 6 points clear. So I think that proves that's not really viable either. For me, I think the best option is to wait, be patient, and then when it is safe to do so, to continue the season and play the final nine games as was the plan, because, you know, at the start of the season, the plan was to play a 38-game season. So I think that should still be taken on. If the delay is so long that impacts next season, then I think you have to say so be it. I think, you know, we've started this season. I think finishing this season properly is the key thing, rather than thinking about next season just yet. You know, if next season they have to, I don't know, take away the League Cup for a year, something like that, you know, so that they can, you know, they can get all the league games in. Or even if they were to play, say, 19 league games and everyone was only to play each other once, at least everybody would know going into it, you know, the rules. So I think I would say the only option at the minute is to wait it out, wait for it to be safe to resume games, and then play the final nine games of the season. Oh, and plus the FA Cup fixtures as well.
Yeah, and then obviously that matters a lot to Leicester because they are in that cup competition set to face Chelsea. And what about playing those games behind closed doors as well? Should they be still doing that?
Well, certainly if they were to do that, you could see them getting it restarted more quickly. Again, we're hearing new information by the hour, so it's very difficult to say when we'll be past the peak of the virus, if you like, and when the conditions will be okay to resume again. But I think I would rather have fans in the stadiums. I think, one, it's better for the fans. I think there'll be too many, and I think clubs would prefer it as well, because I think if all of a sudden they've got to think about, well, what they do with season ticket holders, or all of a sudden got less games on their season ticket because games are being played behind closed doors, it'd be a huge deal for clubs further down the league ladder. This match day revenue is such a key source of revenue for them, and I don't think they would be too happy about playing their remaining fixtures behind closed doors. So I think the best thing is to wait till it's safe for both players and for the fans to attend the games as well.
Yeah, and one thing I really wanted to speak about, Jordan, is, you know, we always talk about it maybe from a football perspective, you know, when will the games be back behind closed doors? And something we're maybe not talking about as much as we should be is the livelihoods of the staff. You know, you mentioned it there, the income, you know, the gate income on the day, the caterers, you know, the people that work in the car parks, the stewards who are not at work at the minute. And that's why also it gets a little bit messy and it gets a little bit legal when you're saying, should those three teams who are currently occupying those bottom spots, should they get relegated? But people's lives are at stake. Even for you, Jordan, without being dramatic and drastic, you working for the Leicester Mercury, how much access have you been allowed to at the club at the minute if they are trying to keep social distancing? Are you given access? I believe you're now working from home. So it's everywhere that's currently changing at the minute as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think yeah, for me, it's not too bad. I think there's still because we're still in the early stages of it, there's still plenty to write about. But I think you're right. I think the big issue is for you know, staff at clubs that perhaps aren't contracted staff. I think clubs quite you know, certainly on match day they will have match day staff, possibly on 0 hours contracts. You know, up and down the country, that. You know, this is a huge deal because if there's not games on, there's no income for them. So yeah, it's a. I mean, we've seen it already. I think Barnet may be looking to lay off staff. I think because of their
They're non-playing staff.
Yeah, because we're already at a stage. You know, just a few weeks without football, you know, has such an impact. So I think it's a. Yeah, that's certainly the key issue. And the economic impact of the virus is being felt. In all aspects of life, and you know, football's not excluded from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sport playing a big part in that. We're seeing how obviously everyone staying away from their jobs as well at the minute. And when we do finally see a Leicester, if we can put a positive spin on it, Jordan, could we see actually, you know, maybe an improved Leicester? You know, they've had a little bit of time away, got to work on things. They had that 2-month slump just before they got back to winning ways against Villa in the league. You know, what kind of Leicester will we see? Or could we see maybe that momentum lost and players like Spurs and United getting injured players back? And obviously we know now as well, Ricardo Pereira will miss the rest of the season, whatever that rest of the season will look like, because he did damage his knee ligaments in that game with Aston Villa.
Yeah, I think they're very well prepared, and they do a lot of work in training and things like that. So I suppose the extra time in training will probably help them to sort of iron out maybe a few issues. But to be honest, I think there's such a motivation within the squad to clinch that that Champions League spot that they've been occupying nearly for the whole of the season. I think they are very motivated to get that, and I think it doesn't really matter how long the break is. I think whenever they come back, they will be raring to go. As you say, I think other clubs could maybe get some injured players back. Those sorts of clubs that are chasing Leicester, but I don't think. I would still feel fairly confident that Leicester are in a good enough position to essentially pick up where they left off and get the few points they need to clinch that top four spot.
Yeah, and Jordan, if they don't, because there's a big Premier League meeting on Thursday, and we do a whole host of fan shows on Love Sport, some saying, you know, they would understand if their club voted, you know, it to be deemed null and void. Others saying, no, we want it to be played on. How would you feel Leicester would vote? Surely, obviously, a vote saying they want it to be concluded because it's in their best interest. But you going to ask Rodgers questions at the press conferences, where would you see Leicester maybe voting in this decision on Thursday?
Yeah, I think all the clubs will vote within their, you know, will vote for their best interest. We saw Karen Brady say that West Ham, you know, for West Ham. I don't think she quite said, oh, we want to do this because it's West Ham. But, you know, that's where her vested interest was. So, yes, I think it would Leicester's, although I've not heard anything, I would say that Leicester will want the season to carry on, so that they can seal that Champions League spot for good. Obviously, there is the option that if you call the season now and you say this table as it stands, Leicester would be third, and they would move into the Champions League. But I really can't see that as an option, because I think that would cause too many problems for the Premier League down the line. So yes, I think there will be. Playing the season when it's safe to do so will be the club's preferred route to the end of the season.
Yeah, it's such a strange one. And ultimately on that decision, such a big decision looming for the Premier League Chiefs on Thursday, because with a decision like this, Jordan, you can't please everyone. Someone will feel upset with what goes on. But we really appreciate you coming on and giving us a little bit of your time. Jordan Blackwell there for the Leicester Mercury.
This is Love Sport.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.